Vanakkam, Jayakodi.
Hi, Bhuvan.
Can you please disclose that what's the reason that you came to Australia for a few years back?
Yeah, actually, so when I was in Sri Lanka police as police media spokesman, so I had so many issues with the former government in Sri Lanka, especially with the Rajapaksa regime. So I work for the Sri Lankan police, not for the actually the Rajapaksa regime, but I work for the Sri Lanka, whole Sri Lanka. So there were so many issues in connection with the some illegal activities, some violations, some kidnapping. So I oppose for their all the activities. So regarding that, so they transferred me from here and there, and finally they try to abduct me and kill me, maybe kill me. So then I have to fled the country to save my life.
Can you disclose that those illegal activities were committed by the then ruling party or the Rajapaksa regime?
Yeah, actually, there were many, but according to the Sri Lanka constitution and according to the Sri Lankan law, so everybody has the freedom to talk, everybody has the freedom to move, everybody has freedom to write. But in that regime period, so all these rights were violated, especially there were a lot of illegal activities in connection to them. So if somebody opposed to them, that is the end of maybe their life.
So it was committed by Rajapaksa and his associates. Is it true?
Yeah, especially the former government, especially the Secretary of Defense, Gotabaya
Gotabaya.
Rajapaksa.
So Gotabaya Rajapaksa committed those illegal activities.
Yeah, not direct by him, but he supported those activities and he safeguard those actors.
Now you are returning back to Sri Lanka. So, do you think now it's that your life is safe in Sri Lanka?
Yeah, actually, so especially I had the issue, I had the threat from the former government, especially from the former Secretary of Defense, Gotabaya Rajapaksa, and the Rajapaksa regime. Anyway, on last January 8th, after the presidential election, so Rajapaksa, Mahinda Rajapaksa defeated by Maithripala Sirisena. So I believe now I have a protection in Sri Lanka. That's why I decided to go back to Sri Lanka. So I want to serve my country until my end of my life. So I believe I have a protection in Sri Lanka under this new government, especially the President Maithripala Sirisena and the Prime Minister Ranil Wickremesinghe, because I know they all respect all rights of the citizens. So then I have a confidence, I have believe I maybe get the protection from the Sri Lanka without any hesitation.
Can you please tell us what are you going to do in Sri Lanka? Are you going back to work, rejoin the police force, and or you want to do something else?
No, actually, I hope to get back to police force because I have another so many years to serve. So I want to serve my nation. I want to serve my country. I want to serve my police department. I love my police department because I had a 28 years vast experience. So I am a human rights defender. I am a human rights activist. I can say pure police officer without any corruption, without any bad reports, without any bad history. So I believe I can join the police again and I can serve the nation. I can serve my country.
At last, Jayakodi, can you please tell us, you have been here in Australia for years, and what do you think of Australia?
Yeah, actually, I want to. I take this opportunity to thank, especially Australian government and the great Australian nations for protecting me until the past Sri Lankan regime defeated. So I'm really thanking to Australian government and Australian nations for giving protection for me until I'm leaving my this country. So I hope one day I can come back to visit Australia without any fear and with much joy. This is a great nation in the world.
Thank you very much, and all the best for your future back in Sri Lanka.
Thank you very much. Thank you.